I was in prayer the other day and something unique happened. It doesn't happen to me a lot. It does and it doesn't. I actually told Sean this. If you know, I got a word from the Lord, and actually, I'm always writing things in this book. But this morning I said, well, I'm going to see if the Lord's going to have me hear what I got in the Word of God. I want to look in Jeremiah this morning for a couple minutes. And I have, let's see. We've got enough people in here today to save the city. We got 10 people in here. That's enough to save the city. But we want a lot more people to come. But in the end, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. This is a very well-known scripture. Let's see, for Damascus today and for all the young people that are here today, and to Aram and Mayas and Zara, Chandra, and so all the young people that are here today, old people too. Let me tell you a secret about, your pastor, about Bishop Smith. I don't like to watch anything on TV or a movie, it doesn't have a happy ending. I just don't. I used to like to watch, when I was growing up, all the heroes, all the Marvel comic people that you see on television today. When I was growing up, they were all in the comic books. I read all of them. I knew all the characters. And they only ever did good things. And people were always on their side because they were the good guys. And the new way that they do movies and things, from what I've seen, we have such a troubled, and we have such an evil world now. To people they like to root for the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, you would have never had, Batman's been around forever. You would have never had a movie where the Joker was shown as some sort of a good guy. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
You would never have, when I was growing up, the good guys like Superman, Batman, and all them fighting one another because they had the Justice League. And they were always on the side of the good guys. So I grew up inherently liking things with a good ending. So you can ask Elvis Smith or Chandra or whoever, Don. When I watch the little feel-good movies at Christmas time, there's a format they have. Girl meets a man for whatever reason. He's usually the bad guy. She turns into the good guy. Then they're going to get married. At the end, they have trouble. But eventually, they work it out. It always ends in a happy ending. I don't watch movies that don't have a happy ending.
Happy ending, yes.
And Ella Reed one time had this movie called The Lovely Bones or something.
Yeah.
And the story goes, they kidnap this little girl, the serial killer kidnaps the little girl, and he does kill her, and puts her in the trunk, and he keeps her for years, and the family's always looking for her. And at the end, you figure, well, at least they're going to find the body, and it's going to come out well. They throw the trunk down into this deep hole in the ground. Nobody ever knows what happened to her. I was so angry at her, and she had to make that movie. I said, why would you have me look at something that doesn't have a good ending? Are you the sort of people who in here doesn't like a good ending? Who in here loves a good ending?
Me, yeah.
I like, I'm a firm believer. All's well that ends well. All's well that ends better. I love a happy ending.
Yes.
And you know who else does?
God does.
Yes.
God is a God of a happy ending. And you and Jeremiah? He says, for the Lord says, Jeremiah 29 and 10. Did I tell you to go there? Jeremiah 29 and 10. I got to wait for the answer, but he's looking for it. Jeremiah 29 and 10. Everybody got Jeremiah. God is a God of happy endings, and this is going to be kind of short, but let me tell you what I wrote. I was in prayer, and I keep a book next to me and a pen because it comes very quickly when I get in prayer. Some of the scriptures that talk about God being a God of a happy ending. And it's like, be not weary in well doing, for and he will, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Yes. Happy ending.
Yes.
Humble ourselves into the hands of God, commit thyself to God, and he'll exalt you in due time. Happy ending. He'll build you up.
Yes.
You know, great peace have they that love thy law. He says, and this, nothing shall offend him.
Yes.
You know, he talks about hide thy word in thy heart. Just happy in it. Always happy in it. In Colossians, talks about us appearing with him in glory.
Yes.
John writes, he says, when we see him, we'll be like him. Happy ending.
Amen.
In Jeremiah, but thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 29 and 10, but thus saith the Lord, talking to Israel, because Israel has been sold into slavery. They've been carried away bondage into Babylon. And this is all of us. We've all been carried away bondage. You know what our bondage is? Earth.
Earth.
We are being held on earth because of Adam and Eve's sin. And one of these days, we're going to escape.
Amen.
And he says in this, but thus saith the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon. 70 years, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Or in other words, so that you'll come to a happy and a good ending. The Lord, in everything that we do, and then we have other scriptures when David talks about it, he says, weeping may endure for a night, might last all night long, might have a difficult time, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen. Yes.
You're going to be all right.
Yes.
Jesus said another place, he said, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He says, but I am come that you might have life.
Amen.
And that more abundantly, so that you'll have a happy ending. The Lord, in everything he does, and I wrote a whole lot, you know, he was just giving to him, just a whole lot of them, you know, in Matthew 5 and 1, he tells him, you know, he's talking to them, and blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And all these scriptures and what God keeps telling us, if you obey God, you'll have a happy ending.
Amen.
In every little thing that comes in our life, no matter what trials come, if you will turn them over to God, commit thy way to the Lord. He keeps saying, and you'll have a happy ending. We will study Friday night. You know, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. You'll have a happy ending. If you want things to work out, you need God.
Yes.
If you want things to come to be okay, you need God. He says in this, we receive a crown that fadeth not away. I'm just reading some of the things that we wrote down. And because I'm thinking about my happy ending. You know, all of us who are any age, the kids probably haven't yet because they're younger, but all of us are any age, we've had our rough days and our rough spots. We need to have a happy ending. And it's not only just a happy ending in eternal life. God comes into each chapter. Let's make our life a book.
Right, yes.
And then inside of this book, let's have chapters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then inside of these chapters, let's have paragraphs.
Yes.
And then in these paragraphs, let's have sentences.
Yes.
And in these sentences and these paragraphs, difficult times come. And this, you know, and one moment our car breaks down, and then it gets fixed. And one moment this happens, or worse than that, somebody we love dies. And for a moment, it's really bad, but God will come along and he'll say, you'll be all right.
Yes.
Something doesn't work out. We have many chapters in our book, and some of them are dark chapters. It seems like it was almost over, and it's never going to work, and you're never going to come out. But God rides up. Where do you think that the thought of having a good guy comes from? It's not the devil.
Yes.
That you have a hero that rides up in a white hat. Riding a white horse, wearing white. That represents, you know, where did that thought come? It comes from God. Because God is a Savior and Deliverer. No matter what you're going through, look for God to ride up.
Come on in, Lord.
That you'll have your happy ending. And all the little chapters in the book. You know, I like short stories, don't like novels. But all the chapters in the book, something happens, they figure it out. Something happens, they figure it out. That's not like Anna Green Gables. Something happens, they figure it out. You don't have to wait to the end. Every time a problem comes, a happy ending comes.
Yes.
But ultimately, in God, there is the happiest of the happiest ending, and that's when we'll have everlasting life. And the Bible keeps talking about that.
Yes.
And he tells us, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, I'm going to appear with him in glory.
Yes.
Right now, I'm not in glory. Right now, I'm wearing a mask for COVID. Right now I'm putting up with the political structure. Right now I'm running for my life because people, everybody's buying a gun and I don't want one. They might not be shooting at me, but they're shooting at somebody. Why buy a gun if you're not planning on shooting somebody? They're not hunters.
That's right.
There are no antelope, there are no deer and antelope in the middle of Chicago, in the middle of New York City. So what are you buying a gun to shoot people?
Yes.
All these things are going on in the earth today, but there's a happy ending out of all this. The Lord sustains us and the Lord keeps us. And then in that great day, we're going to enter in. He says, and it says, you know, John writes, he says, and when we see him, we're going to be like him. I won't be in this person that gets sick and gets run down. All these different things happen. This mortal body is going to be changed to an immortal body. It's a happy ending.
Yes.
I'm going to be living with him forever, and I won't have to put up with the things that I put up with. It's a happy ending. Yes. But in the interim, he keeps showing up.
Yep. Yes.
Every time I go through, the Lord shows up. He's the God of a happy ending. And sometimes, you know, we look at it because people become cynical. I don't like it now that people like to have the young people have heroes who are evil.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the devil. I don't like it when they have, you know, I don't like things on TV when, you know, when the evil guys or the bad guys or the mean guys or whatever are the people that everybody's cheering for.
Yeah, that's wrong.
There's something sinister about that. Yes. You really want to know? There's something evil about that.
It. That's right.
Because God, when God has his way, everything works out for the good of them.
Yep. Yes.
For the good of them. God always makes sure everything has a good ending and a happy ending for the good of them. I don't like the kids even looking at shows where they, you know, where the evil guys all of a sudden the person you're cheering for. No, you must always want the good to happen, for the best thing to happen, because that's what God always wants. God sent his son to the cross, and when you see Jesus, I'm almost finished. He bears one of the most evil, hard, cruel, pathetic deaths you can ever have.
Yeah.
He's beaten all night long. He's tortured and tormented all night long. And then they nailed the man to a cross. Why did they waste their time with it? They nailed the man to a cross. And then he died. But God says this is not the end. And they put him in a tomb. But after 3 days of night, God resurrects him, not into the same body that he went in with, but with an immortal body. With a glorified body. Gives him a name that is above every name. Make sure that it's a happy ending, not only for him, but for us. Use him so that I can have a happy ending.
So I can have a happy ending. Thank you, Lord.
He brings, when he says to them in Jeremiah, he says, I know what I think about all of you. And people are always, you know, they like to use this scripture when they encourage people, and rightly so, it's an encouraging scripture. Listen, everyone. God knows what he thinks of you.
Yes, he does.
And his mind is to do you good. Come on, young people. Come on, old people. Come on, anxious people like me. God wants to do you good.
Amen.
It's for the good of them who love God, who call according to his purpose. God desires the best for me. That's why he sent his son to die for me. That's why he used his great power to resurrect them from the dead. That's why he trusts me in this prayer. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Talks about having this powerful Holy Ghost, this powerful Holy Spirit dwelling in this earthen form that's so frail and so pathetic. Really? In here with this mind that is so ridiculous. And God has given him to us so that we'll be brought to a good end. He walks with me. And he's ever mindful. We read the scripture this morning that talks about God being aware of us. Do you know God is aware of you? Do you know God is aware of you? He knows about you.
Thank you, Lord, for being mindful.
He knows you. You know, that's why I like the song that Tasha Thompson. He knows my name. He knows who I am.
He knows who I am. Thank you. Yes.
And he didn't find out who I was when I got saved. So what is this all about? Having your name written on how? Those are the names of the people who God has come to, and they've come to God.
Yes.
But God knows who every sinner is.
There is too. Yes.
Because he's a righteous judge, and there's a judgment for them too. It's not like God doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because surely he knows, because in that great day he's going to judge that too. But you want the happy ending.
Yes.
You know, you want the ending that ends up being glorious, where you have unspeakable joy.
Yes.
When you go through a difficult time, you want it to work out.
Yes, it is.
You don't want it to overtake you so that, you know, people go to drugs and commit suicide, you know, drink liquor and do all these things they do and, you know, to make themselves feel good. That's why people get tattoos. They do it to make themselves feel good. You know what? For me, I know I'm in another generation, but they're horrendously ugly, especially when people get their whole arm covered.
Yes.
But that's on them.
Yes.
But it's something that they think is going to make them happy.
Yep. Yes.
But your happiness will not last unless it's in God.
That's true.
Yes, that's right.
He's the only one that can permanently bring you to happiness. So I thank God for his goodness this morning. He says to bring you to an expected end. The Lord will see you through everybody's name. What scripture he writes in Thessalonians, he says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Come with one another with those things. In another place he talks about having eternal life. The happy endings that you see. And then incorruptible crown. I wrote a whole lot of notes down here. Because it's the Lord was just blessing me. So why is he doing that? Because when you go through a difference, because I was having a rough day. And when I have a rough day, you know, it might not show on the outside, but it's inward. And God sees me. And God comes and encourages me. And if you will let the Lord will come and encourage you too. And he does this so that you'll obey God. He doesn't do it so you'll leave God. He does it so you'll stay. Why don't you stick around and see what the end is going to be? Why don't you hold on and see how God's going to work it out? Don't you know that for every one of us, whatever state we are in life right now, God has a happy ending for you. God has a great ending for you. You need to hang around and get this ending. He has an inheritance for us that is incorruptible and undefiled, reserved for us. This is not a story that you got to worry about. God, I hope it don't end like this. It's not going to end like this.
Yes.
You're going to have, if you hold on to God, a happy ending.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Joy unspeakable. You just have to hold on to God.
Yes.
And the Lord will see you through.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God. Because when he saved me, my happy ending came into focus. You know what happened when the Lord saved me, Chandra? You know what happened when the Lord saved me, Damascus? In my book, the book of my life, God wrote the final chapter. And you know what the final chapter in the book says? And he lived happily ever after.
Yes.
God wrote the final chapter of my book. And it was per David's request. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God wrote the last line in my book. That no matter what happens between the front page and the last page, the ups, the downs, or whatever, but when you get to the last page of my book, God wrote that chapter. And he says at the very end, and he lived happily ever after.
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for in God. Eternal life with him, living happily ever after. Praise the Lord by the chance. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy, O God. Lord, we thank you for your great grace wherewith you loved us, your great mercy, Lord, wherewith you saved us. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord. Lord, give us a happy ending. Lord, for all those that are sick, Lord, heal them, Lord, that they would have a happy ending. Even now, oh God. All those who are in distress, oh God. Lord, bring them out and let the world see their happy ending, oh Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, for all of us who have any, go through any distresses, any afflictions, Lord, I pray, Lord, for our happy ending, oh God. Lord, to encourage our hearts. Give us, Lord, bless us now, Lord, to encourage our hearts so that we would look for the ultimate end, oh Lord, Lord, we'll reign with you forever. Lord, I pray, Lord, come into our hearts and wash us and cleanse us. In Jesus' name, Lord, call us to know that you're always there and you're aware of us, oh God. Lord, the thoughts that you think of us, no matter what we do, Lord, don't let anything ever make us think that you don't think good things for us, oh Lord. Lord, we give you all glory and all the honor. Lord, as you're bringing us to an end that you expect us, you desire us to have. The author will be glorified like unto your precious Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we'll give you all glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Sister Gamble in that arm. Take a hold of Jesus' name. Touch Sister Hands today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, arise today. Lord, I pray, Lord. Heal today in Jesus' name. We'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the name of Jesus. Give Lord a hand. Thank God for the sinners that you can be seated. Thank God for all of you who are seated. Glorify the Lord and magnify his name. I thank the Lord for how he brings and how he keeps us.